Professor Nero. Have you enjoyed your first week in Wurmglody?
You could say that. I haven't had a second to take stock of it all. Let me see. Monday morning, woke up on the beach, soaked to my skin, tape player exploded, attacked by a cat. Turns out he's the mayor.
Wow, he's given us his full life story.
He's only leaving out the colour of his socks.
Navy, with little dots. Then it turns out that my three pupils are the first children born here in decades. Together, we awoke the ancient magic of a travelling treehouse, got chased through some medieval-looking town. Wednesday, we made headlines across the world, attracted the attention of my old enemy, Teabag Steve, got chased.
Again.
You guys got citizens arrested by Rumpelstiltskin Tombstone. Then there was that hairbrush guy. What was his name again?
Seriously? We literally saw him like 15 minutes ago.
Danvers turned him into a banshee's hairbrush.
It was kind of a big deal.
Hairbrush Hank.
That's the one. Now where were we? Oh yeah, kidnapped by him yesterday, blew up his factory, repopulated the big smoke with kitties.
Then you got shrunk down to the size of a thumb.
A particularly handsome thumb, if I may say so myself.
Nah, just a thumb.
Then you took a little holiday in Fluffy Grandad's belt.
Well, I wouldn't call that a...
And we found out your real name.
My old name.
Then we blasted Teabag Steve off to Alula, looking the spits of Sylvia.
Yeah, I'm still not so sure how I feel about that.
Saving Wurmglody from being turned into a glorified airport.
Oh, and do you remember that goat?
The goat?
The freaky fella with the horns, real spunky gentleman.
What do you mean, do we remember the goat?
Once again.
That was about half an hour ago.
Less.
And now we're off to Pennsylvania.
To meet my pen pal Penny.
Maybe she'll even end up becoming a member of the gang. And we'll go off on adventures to swim meets and science fairs.
So yes, to answer your question, Sylvia, it's certainly been a most memorable week. But I have a feeling deep down inside of me, so deep in fact, that it's practically in my ankles. A feeling that from now on, things are gonna be extremely straightforward and incredibly normal. Share the joke. Why are you all smiling like that?
I think we're still getting used to the moniker.
Ingenious, isn't it? It's one of the lenses from my glasses, found it on the ground.
And the eye patch?
With only one lens, my vision would be weird. But by wearing the eye patch...
You just look weird.
I think it's pretty groovy.
It's almost as good as having my glasses back.
Arr!
Pennsylvania, here we come.
Off the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Wurmglody.
Rojack Rabbit's Gucci Gucci, the first of the born there in ages. The scarecrow can walk the wall like a car, and their animals are running out of ages.
And in the tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
Is this definitely where Penny lives?
It's like a mansion from a rich girl's dreams.
Looks like the kind of place you'd expect someone like Barney Funge to live.
Who's Barney Funge?
Do you not know the rhyme?
I don't think so.
Barney Funge, Barney Funge, he's the guy who invented Gunge.
The High Prince of Slime.
What kind of teaching course did you do if you don't know that?
I only ever missed one day. Maybe that's what I missed.
Why did you miss a day?
Well, I was asked to star in... Oh, never mind.
Star in what?
Yeah, tell us.
No, I've decided. If there's one thing I'll never tell you guys, it's this.
I know you have to.
No, I don't.
What?
What is going on out there?
What's that over there?
Check that out.
Sounds like people.
Who could it be?
How did we get past the guy?
Do you see that? Huh? Who is that?
It's too dark. I can't see. Penny, darling.
Is that you, my honey bun? My chicken licking? My little squirt?
We are not... Penny.
Well then, who is it? And how did you get past the security gates?
We come in peace. My name is Professor Nero. And this
Nobody's
is...
called Professor Nero in this day and age. You're a liar, liar, jorts on fire.
Where's our daughter? We know you have her. How much do you want?
We don't have anybody. And we're not looking for money. We just landed here in our magical treehouse. And I have your daughter.
This guy's loopy.
He's out of his mind. Pass me my cheese in a can.
You're not really going to spray him, are you?
Just give me the easy cheesy.
To another dimension, maybe.
It went in my eyes.
Again, I am sorry. I didn't realize you were Penny's pen pal, Jacaranda. I'm her mommy.
It's just out of the norm for foreign school groups to show up on our lawn at midnight.
Yeah, I suppose we didn't think things through fully.
Can I have 7 more of these crunchy oaks?
Sure, kid. Knock yourself out.
Huh?
You don't have to knock yourself out.
Oh, Good.
So, where is Penny? What happened?
If we knew that, we wouldn't be sitting here like schlubs.
Yeah, we'd be sitting in front of the TV, watching our favorite reality shows as a family.
Oh, we love them all. Amish Fiancé, Judge My Face, Jumping Out at Old People.
And Penny likes that stuff?
Oh, she's crazy about them. When she grows up, she wants to be on all of them.
Oh.
Well, I'm already grown up, so I'm gonna go and do what I do best. I won't sit still for another second until we found your poor daughter.
Okay, great. You can take one of the spare cars to drive around looking for her.
No, I can't drive. I meant, I'm gonna go write a song about it.
Oh.
What a marvelous idea!
See you later, Sylvia!
Oh, you've got mail!
Something just came in the letterbox. It's a note. I can't make head or tail of it.
It may as well be written in Irish.
Give me a look at that. I can spin straw into gold, now that my fear's under control. You reap what you sow, three brats in near row. So keep your snouts out of my...
Out of me what?
That's it. It just stops.
It's like they couldn't think of the word to finish it.
It should be illegal to leave a limerick unfinished.
It will be, once I'm in charge.
It's like making a cup of tea, then just pouring it down the drain.
When you three are done with your limerick legislation, can we talk about why it mentions us?
What?
Speak for yourself. I didn't hear the word scoochie or caboochie.
Three brats and Nero.
We're not brats.
You could be jailed for calling your students brats.
Right, where?
In a prison cell.
Ugh, look, pass me a pen, Jackie's pen pal, Penny's parents from Pennsylvania. Do you have anything other than green ink?
Sadly not.
Not since they brought in pen prohibition.
Wait, so you're only allowed to buy green pens here now?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange law, isn't it?
Yes!
I'll give you anything you want for it. Name your price.
Go to the home of Rumble Silskin and Chuck Tombstone. Wherever they live, get a law passed so that only green pens may be sold there.
What?
Good on you, Bertrude, yesteryear.
Fine, I'll just have to jot down my plan in green.
Can we make that picture box louder, please?
Cash for pigs, pigs for cash. If you've got pigs, we'll give you cash.
There's not much left for me to say. It's all in the song.
Cash for pigs, pigs for cash. If you've got pigs, we'll give you cash.
Now open 24 hours.
What was that all about?
I guess it's like, if you've got any pigs, they'll pay you for them. In cash, I guess?
Well, I guess that much. But why?
I guess somebody really wants a heckload of pigs.
But who on earth would want...
Jackie?
Penny's parents. You need to get us to cash for pigs. Pronto.
Right. So here's the plan.
Does it involve you dressing up as a pig?
No.
Well, then forget about it. I've got this. Penny's parents, any chance you've got a pig costume lying around? Okay, so, what do you say when we go in?
Well, just, hello, I'm Professor...
No, no words. You can only oink.
Ah, what about squealing?
Squealing's fine.
Do you really think I'll pass for a pig? All they did was sellotape some rashers to my sweater vest.
Shh, now crawl in here.
Welcome to Pigs for Cash. How can I
help? I thought it was cash for pigs.
Does it really matter?
Oink. Wee!
I'd like to exchange my prize pig for cash, please.
Oink.
You don't have to talk like that.
Wee.
I don't care if you're only 10.
Oink.
9.
That's also fine.
Oink.
Just as long as it's a real pig.
Oink.
Oh, it's Ryan.
Squeal.
This way, please.
I'm a pig.
Kiss him goodbye, then come oink. Get your cash.
Hey.
Could we be oink. Left alone? To snoop around for a bit.
Squeal.
We'd love to meet the mastermind behind this place.
She can be pretty cranky. You could get me fired.
So?
Oink.
You clearly hate working here anyway.
True. Okay, have fun. Break a leg.
Why would we want to do that?
Jackie, what is going on? Why are we here?
The note that Penny's parents got. It said, reap what you sow. A sow is...
a female pig.
And there was a line about snouts.
What's that got to do with us?
Do you remember the first line?
I can spin straw into gold.
Pigs sleep on straw.
And?
How would you just tell us?
Who could spin straw into gold in the old folktale? The little German fella.
Rumpelstiltskin!
No need to shout. I'm right here. I see you guys got my limerick.
You own pigs for cash?
It's called Cash for Pigs.
No wonder pigs hate you.
So this is why they're always attacking you.
Are you kidding me?
I love pigs, and pigs love me.
She's even more little lad than we thought.
Can I stand up now? My knees are killing me.
Go on then.
You know, a lot has happened in the 2 days since we met.
Oh, it feels like longer.
What are you doing with all these pigs,
you big weirdo?
Look, people love to laugh at it, but swinophobia is a very real thing. That's the fear of pigs.
We know!
But my experience with you was a real wake-up call. It's not right to go through life jumping when you hear a squeal, cowering when you hear an oink, fleeing when you hear hooves. Since I got back from my vacation, I've spent every waking moment trying to overcome my phobia, and now I'm trying to gather together as many pigs as I can to open up the world's first ever swinophobia treatment center.
Huh? First what?
It's called immersion therapy. Come spend a week with 14,000 pigs, and I guarantee you'll leave here a swine-loving vegetarian.
Where you get the cash for all those pigs?
I'm hella rich, thanks to my grandpappy, inventor of the snow globe.
You're joking me.
That's how I knew your one was a phony baloney.
It's the world's oldest snow globe.
Except it's not.
Janie, my
left citizens arrest him.
As if snow globes were around before Gramps even invented them. That's why I saw red.
But one thing you didn't see was a red pen.
Oh, that's true. The feds came and confiscated all my pens. They took everybody's pens. Except the green ones, which I don't even use.
That's why 911 keeps ringing out. It's preposterous. The feds are out hunting down pens instead of solving crimes.
That's why we haven't been able to report our daughter as missing.
Is that really the real reason, or are y'all just afraid to get rumbled?
We're alive!
Oh my goodness, honey!
Is that Penny?
Must be.
I
don't know what
I'm
she looks
so
like.
What?
Oh,
so
get your hands off of me, phony baloney mom and phony baloney pa!
Darling, you're delirious. Come along now and we'll get you home.
As I was saying, I sent my husband Chuck to break into a bunch of mansions to try and find me a non-green pen. The feds can't have found them all.
That's trespassing.
And you're gonna spend the rest of your life behind bars for this.
Ha! Poppycock. See, while Chuck was snooping about, he spotted a photograph of a very familiar girl. A girl that we hadn't seen since she was snatched from us when she was 2. Our beautiful daughter.
So you're actually...
A Rumpelstiltskin Tombstone Jr. Pleased to meet ya.
Small world, huh?
Ah, Rumpelstiltskin Senior. Is that why you have such a cold, brash exterior? Because you've been through so much sorrow and suffering? Having your only child taken from you...
No, I've always been like this.
That's gas. In the folktale, Rumpelstiltskin steals somebody's firstborn. But with you, it was the other way around.
That is a really interesting observation.
Darn it anyway! We've been rumbled!
Quick, let's get out of here!
What is that smell?
That room is where we turn piggy doo-doo into fertilizer. They're welcome to hang out there for a while.
Best place for them, child-stealing scoundrels.
Everybody gather around. I finally finished my song.
Have you seen Jackie's pen pal, Penny? No one knows just where she's gone. I don't even know what she looks like, so this is my appeal through song. So if you see her, tell her to come home. Oh, if you see her, tell her to come home. We came all the way from Anglody, and we've had one hell of a week. We didn't travel 6,000 kilometers to play Pennsylvanian hide and seek. So if you see her,
should we tell her?
Don't you dare.
Oh, it'd be rude to stop such a banger.
Hello! She's right here.
Oh, the power of music, huh?
So you finally met the love of your life. How's that?
Yeah, not much in common, really.
Yeah, I noticed you two weren't exactly yakking up a storm. What do you normally chat about when you write to each other?
Write to each other?
Yeah, what?
We don't send each other letters, if that's what you mean. We're pen pals.
I'm aware of that.
So we just send each other pens.
Oh. Right. Can somebody help me get these rashers off my top?
Neo's Class was written, directed, composed, and edited by Bobby Ahern. This episode starred
Bronwyn Murphy-White,
Dale Cooney,
Ryan Chardon,
Elsie Akinduko,
Penny O'Dwyer,
Maggie Fagan,
Tim Falcon,
Ryan,
and
Aoife Spratt.
That is a really interesting observation.
Sound designed by
Eamon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Maggie Fagan,
Lucy Jorgensen,
and
Nicky Cotler.
Cover art by
Ruin Van Vliet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha, and Nicky. Funded by RTE and Commission the Man, with the television license fee.